Good afternoon, Unalaska. Welcome to Unalaska Fisheries Report. My name is Frank Kelty, and I'm your host, and today is Friday, May 6th, just a couple more days to Mother's Day. So all you fathers and sons out there, you better remember, things are still in the down mode as it pertains to the fisheries of the Bering Sea and Aleutian Islands. This is kind of a maintenance and take your vacation time of year before the June 10th pollock bee season starts. But we'll touch on what is going on. Groundfish-wise, it was one of the slowest weeks of the year, only a total harvest of 13,000 metric tons. That puts the seasonal groundfish catch up to 808,000 metric tons, and there's still 1.1 million metric tons still to harvest. The overall allocation for the Aleutians and Bering Sea is a little over 2 million metric tons. 41% of the annual harvest has been completed. Pollock A season totals, we still had a little drab dab of landings, only 731 metric tons of from the catcher vessel shoreside sector. That brings the A season pollock allocation up to 515,000 metric tons. There's still 3,600 metric tons available for harvest. 100% of the A season allocation has been taken, and as I stated earlier, those 6,300 metric tons are still available, are all in the catcher vessel shoreside sector. Last week's harvest, it was 731 metric tons. It all came from the catcher vessel sector. They're up to 230,000 metric tons for their A season. They still have 1,900 metric tons still available. They're at 99%. The ATSI processors, Mothership, and CDQ have wrapped up their A season allocations, and the numbers are the same as what I gave you last week. Pollock incidental catch last week was 1,100 metric tons. That is pollock that is taken in other fisheries such as Pacific cod or yellowfin sole, things like that. The season total on incidental catch is 21,700 metric tons. There's still 26,485 metric tons. They're at 45% of their annual allocation. Bycatch, there's about 20 Chinooks taken last week. They're up to 16,817 Chinooks for the A season. That's about 1,500 more than in 2015. And the non-Chinook, which is basically your chum salmon, it's only 3,700 fish, and that is lower than what it was in 2015. We'll take a quick look at Pacific cod. Not a lot of activity. Freezer longliners had a real down week, only 1,400 metric tons. Leads me to believe that people were in doing offloads. The season total for that sector is 50,533 metric tons. They still have 5,000 metric tons of their A season allocation, which has been 91% completed. The catcher vessel pot boats over 60 feet, they had just a small amount, 40 metric tons. They're at 9,040 for the season and have 547 metric tons of B season cod allocation still available. There was CDQ, no landings. Well, CDQ, that sure was a little bit of cod, 38 metric tons. They're at 15,639, and there's 9,900 metric tons still available to that sector. The Dutch Harbor State Water Cod Fishery wrapped up on 4/23. They harvested 98% of their catch and left 459,000 pounds unharvested. So they had 5 million metric tons harvested, and they will not reopen for that 459,000 that was left unharvested. Aleutian Island Pacific cod, 22 metric tons last week. They're at 9,952 for the season. They still have 3,300 available. They're at 80% on the federal water fishery out there. And the trawl sector last week, a little bit of activity. Almost 900 metric tons for all three sectors. They're at 61,102 metric tons for the season and have 4,800 metric tons still available in the A season allocation. They're 93% harvested for the year. And the breakdown by sector last week was Amendment 80, 509 metric tons. They're up to 17,145 for the season and have 4,500 metric tons still remaining in their B season allocation. Catcher vessel sector, 261 last week. They have up to 41,890 for the season and have 1,500 metric tons left in their B-season allocation. And the at-sea processors harvested 122 metric tons last week. They're up to 2,800 for the season and have 931 metric tons left in their B-season allocation. Well, we're going to change direction here for a second and move over to our crab and IFQ fisheries. Snow crab last week is getting close to being done. We're up to 590 landings for the season. 140,000 pounds were taken last week, and we're up to 40.12 million pounds harvested. There's 481,000 pounds still available. We're at 99% for the season, and the fishery should wrap up. There's two more boats out there still to get that last 481,000 pounds. So when they come in, the season will be basically done. The Aleutian Island brown king crab fishery wrapped up last week, and it closed on April 30th. There was four small landings for 100,000 pounds last week that went to three different plants, small deliveries to each of those plants. And the season totals for the Golden King Crab Western District, 48 landings, an estimated 2.6 million pounds for the season, and they left around an estimated 400,000 pounds unharvested. So 86% of the allocation was taken. That's too bad that product that was like $3.70 a pound, that'd be well over $1 million, was left not harvested. So that's they'll probably have to get another vessel involved in that Western Aleutian District for next year. The IFQ fisheries, halibut had a pretty down, well, it's okay week. They had 500,000 pounds landed last week statewide. For the season, they're up to 4.3 million pounds. There's still 13.2 million pounds left to harvest. 25% of the halibut allocation of 17 million pounds is been harvested. And the price range is still pretty good, anywhere between mid 550 range to 650 range, depending on the size. No CDQ landings reported as of yet, but I believe there's been some, but it's being held confidential because there hasn't been three buyers involved yet with the CDQ fisheries. Sablefish fisheries, up to 471 landings for 1 million pounds harvested last week. They're at 5.5 million for the season, and there's 14.8 million pounds still to harvest, and they're at 27% of their allocation. Well, we're going to wrap up this week's report with a look at a couple of the big species that have been ongoing in the Amendment 80 sector. Yellowfin sole is the big fishery that's been going on during these slow periods on pollock, cod, and crab. 4,461 metric tons on yellowfin last week. They're up to 43,000 for the season, and they still have 108,000 metric tons still to harvest. They're at 33%. Rock sole also had a pretty good week, 2,200 metric tons, 31,475 for the season. They have 40,671 still available to harvest. The miscellaneous sole sector, some of the flathead sole, plaice, arrowtooth, had 1,100 metric tons last week. They're at 11,130 for the season and still have 61,264 metric tons to harvest. And skate fishery last week, 295 metric tons. They're up to almost 12,000 and have 10,700 still available to harvest. Perch came in at 393 metric tons last week. They're at 3,300 for the season and have 28,764 still to harvest. That fishery will take off during the summertime. They're only at 10% of the harvest. And the mackerel fleet had 250 metric tons last week. They're at 21,954 and have 32,291. And both of those fisheries will be being worked heavily by the Amendment 80 fleets when they move off of yellowfin and rock sole. They'll move into these perch and mackerel fisheries in the Aleutian Islands. That wraps up this week's report. Wish all the mothers out there a great Mother's Day, and we'll see you next Friday right from the studios of downtown Unalaska and KUCB FM.